Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome to you all, my friends, near and far, people who listen to me live on the radio, or you may be listening to me on your computer, your device, your phone, on your car radio, if you have some connection that can get you to me. Any way you come, I am happy that you came. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. You are listening to the Alive to Love. I am believing that all lesser values than love have the capacity to degenerate into BS. All lesser values than love become BS. You can call BS what you want. For the purposes of why I'm here, it is bait and switch. I don't believe in baiting people in with some kind of gift or emotional attraction and then switching to your real motive and telling them what you want to tell them or telling them off or however that may seem appropriate to you if you bait people into your little circle of influence. No, the only influence that is worthy of influencing people in this world is the influence of love. The influence of love is my subject for today. We are all influencers, one way or the other. Let's make our influence love. So before we get to that subject, let me lead you in a couple of practices, or a practice valuable to me. Let me put it to you that way. It's treasured by me, and I'm offering it to you so that you can find some treasure in it as well. First, we'll read together and repeat together Love's Creed. Shortly after that, we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. But the Love's Creed is a potential New Year's resolution. So coming up at the end of 2024, as I'm recording this, if you wanted to have a New Year's resolution that gets you up in the morning, keeps you going during the day, I would recommend this to you. Something I wrote for my own New Year's resolution about a decade ago. And now for me, it's a creed that I live by, and I'm offering it to you. So let me read it to you in total. Then I'll go back and offer it to you in short bursts so that then you can repeat after me and hear yourself say the words. So your heart gets a connection to something that your mind is in need of. All right? Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I am alive for love. I am not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. That so rings true to me, and as I'm saying it to you, sharing it, I see scenes of moments in my life in the past few days that applies to the faith and commitment I carry toward this creed, and I really do. So here you go. I'm going to give it to you in short bursts, and you repeat after me. See if it registers with you somewhere in your imagination. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I am alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Whew, tall order, isn't it? And it's an order that's important. It's beyond important, as I'm going to share in a moment, living the influence of love, to have a creed, to have a value system, to have a true north in your thinking, keep you walking straight forward. Anyway, so if you'd like a copy of Love's Creed, send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all lowercase, all one word, @gmail. Be my pleasure to send you a copy of this creed. Now, a prayer to pray that you won't need me to send you a copy of. Well, I would if you wanted it, but this is readily available in so many forms and so many places, and that is the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is the most prayed prayer in human history. Think about that while you pray this. Recognize that these words came first from the lips of Jesus Christ, whose prayers were always answered, and to whom we are leaning and toward whom we are leaning for strength in this life. And knowing his prayers are answered and he offers us this prayer, why not just jump into the momentum of millions of people for hundreds of years who have prayed the words of Jesus Christ, who has taught us to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Wow, a great filter for how we think and meditate through our day. Wouldn't it be life uplifting to say this prayer perhaps 2, 3, 4 times a day? Not in vain repetition. Jesus said, don't do it that way. But what he's saying is, take it to heart. Think about the words you say. So to that end, when we say the Lord's Prayer, if we genuinely give it way into and permission into our paths of thought, it can arrange our priorities and arrange our meditations, even arrange our nighttime dreams if we're so inclined. And that prayer would become something of a powerful, life-changing influence. So on the subject of influence, yeah, you see that segue? The influence of love. Living the influence of love. We're every one of us influencers. Every last one of us. We are influencing people with our facial expressions. We're influencing people with our grocery shopping as we walk up and down aisles and people feel us walking by, whether it's joy or anger. We're influencing whether we're driving down the road in some sense of peace or some sense of great stress and strife. We're influencing when we answer the phone. We're influencing when we're being with a group of people at lunch or wherever we are. We have an influence. Even if we're sitting alone, we're influencing ourselves. I would propose if you got a little dog or cat, you're influencing them. Influence is inevitable. Making your influence valuable, that's entirely different. To have an influence is inevitable. But to create an influence of power and purpose and especially love, now that takes true intention. To influence with a heart that says, my actions matter, my thoughts matter, for more than just for me, and of course for yourself. But my thoughts matter as I'm carrying my life along the way, throughout whatever interactions I have with anybody. My influence is there. As I said, influence is inevitable. But having a positive influence or an influence of love, that is not inevitable. I ran across a quote by L.R. Nost. She's a social action justice nonprofit leader, a writer, somebody that's gathered in for a lot of different podcasts and TED Talks and things of that nature. And she has, I think, a treasury of matters that will give us an awareness. That's the word I like right now, an awareness of our influence. And I found this quote by L.R. Nost, and it struck me beautifully, especially with my subject of love. L-O-V-E is my influence pattern, my influence priority. And she spoke to it with this quote. Listen carefully. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness in the world. All things break, and all things can be mended. Not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. This broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you, baby. Oh, I added the word baby there because I wanted to put an exclamation mark on it. All things break. Don't be dismayed. Things can be mended, not just with time. I've heard that so many times. Well, time heals all things. I disagree. Sometimes time just causes things to fester deeply. But to give time the opportunity to have the influence of love in it, now stuff starts to change, starts to mend. And L.R. Nost says, we are here to go and to love. So go, she says, love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. This broken world is waiting in darkness for the light that is you. And then I add baby as an exclamation mark. Let's be that light. Let's carry this influence of love in a way that is significantly true to a value system that we have committed ourselves to. Let's be people who have a daily that I'm casting a shadow of influence in the places that I will stumble into. And I do mean stumble. Maybe just by incidental case of luck or whatever you want to call it, I happen to so be in a person's intersection of life, and here I sit, here I stand, here I am in the back corner while you're over there in the other side of the room, and doesn't seem like there's any real purpose in it except here we are. So go, she says, go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. I was at a and I noticed somebody was agitated, and they seemed to be just at that precipice. You know what I mean? You could feel their agitation from across the room. So I was aware of them, not to be suspicious or nosy. I was just aware of this person because their influence was felt in the room that I was occupying. So I watched and I noticed that this person was feeling slighted because of a wait in a line that was going on. And so I tried to make it as incidental as I knew how, and I suggested to this person just passing by, I said, hey, I've noticed that you seem to be overlooked in waiting in line. You know, if I was you, I would go up to the counter and just say, hey, I feel like you've overlooked me. The way I put it was just knock on their door and see if maybe they overlooked you. Well, this guy looked at me, he said, I'll do that. And he jumped up and went over and he went to this counter. And after a few minutes, I noticed that he got serviced. He came out and he said, thank you for challenging me to do that. He said, I think I'd have been here all night before they'd known I hadn't been waited on. And as he went off on his way, I couldn't help but think a couple of things. First of all, I'm alive to love, right? You've heard that before, haven't you? I'm not on this earth for pain. I'm not here eating, sleeping, and drinking to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. That's who I am, and I manage that the best way I know how. Please hear me when I say I don't manage that perfectly. It's not about perfection. It's about process. It's not about being always doing the right thing every time in every situation. It's seeking to be progressive in your thinking and in your goals so that you have some moments that are perfect even though your whole life may not seem as perfect as you'd like. Does that make sense? I want to be an influencer for love. That's why I spend time on Facebook and social media, not to pass time, because I don't have time to pass. I don't know about you, but my time is a treasure. I've got to spend it as well as I can. Once again, I'm not perfect at it, but I am in a progress of growing toward giving my time purpose. So on Facebook, I seek to put an influence out there of love. People know me. People that do know me know that that's what I say. I've had people jokingly say to me, hey, you should maybe put a post up on Facebook and make it about, hey, how about making it about love? Now, that's how well known I am for this subject. And I gladly own that. I gladly want to be known for that. I know there are people who would suggest to me that maybe you should move on to some other more important matters. And I can go there, and I have. But all along the way, whether I'm speaking directly about love or indirectly, it is my passion, it is my purpose, it is my goal to have the influence of love. Now, if my internal dialogue and my internal meditation and conversation isn't centered in love, well, my influence is going to be something else, because what's cooking inside of me is eventually going to be influencing what's outside of me. I like to repeat a comedic phrase that I heard one time. Rochester, the butler for Jack Benny, when Rochester didn't want to be in a part of conversation, he'd look around and say, uh-oh, something's burning in the kitchen, and he'd run away. Well, nothing was burning in the kitchen except Rochester just didn't want to be under the influence of an argument or the influence of a scolding or the influence of whatever negative thing that was going on. So I would offer to you, find a way to slip away from influences that are pulling you out of being an influencer for love. I have to do that. I'm telling you, this is not about perfection. It's about progress. I was reminded the other day that somebody didn't think I was loving because I did or said or went about something a way they didn't agree with. Well, I don't chunk rocks at that person. The first thing I look at is me. Was I out of the scope of reference that I have committed my life to, and that is love? And if I am, well, listen to me carefully. I'm going to change that best way I know how. I'm not going to change it perfectly, but I'm going to change it. So one thing I've learned, and you've heard me say this, is if somebody says to me, well, you weren't loving when, well, you can fill in the blank, I can honestly say, anytime somebody says that, I can honestly say, you might be right. I perhaps had a moment or even a day that went by when my passion for love was not perfect. And I can honestly say, my perfection is not my goal. What did I say earlier? Progress is my goal. And if in the journey in my progress, I slip and fall, well, I'll dust myself off and I'll get myself up and I'll get right back on to love's creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. Well, you get the drift, right? That's my meditation. So when I'm tempted to pull away from that value, I know this. I'm going to leave an influence. If I leave that value, if I step away from that purpose, my influence is going to be something other than what I'm going to want. And I'm going to face the humiliation, as it were, when somebody says, well, you weren't loving. And it's hard then to have to look at myself and say, oh, I think you may be right. I'll give you that. I don't want to do that very often. I will as often as I need to, but I want to increase my influence for love. I want that influence for love to be known, whether I'm having a deep conversation with somebody about theology or church or a podcast I'm working on or whatever purpose I'm doing. or I want my influence for love to be a part of the most insignificant moment that I could think of, whether it's paying for a little bit of groceries or filling my gas tank or simply going out for a walk, whatever the case may be. My goal, I'm making it my goal to sustain the influence of love in me, whether I'm part of something great or part of something small. And you say, oh my goodness, that, how can you possibly, how can you do that? Well, how does a gymnast jump up on the parallel bars and do those routines? I don't know. How does a marksman shoot and hit the target of a shooting range? I don't know. How does a baseball player slap a home run? You get my point, right? You don't just suddenly wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to be a baseball player. Watch me make $1 million and hit a ball over a fence and be the hero of every baseball game. You don't do it that way. You progress. You make it your intention. You find ways to practice, to know that nothing gets done unless you have determined to intentionally be involved with it. So here again is El Arnaud's quote, do not be dismayed by the brokenness in the world. All things break, and all things can be mended, not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. This broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you, baby. May we each one recognize that every moment of every day of everyone's life, this world is waiting for the light that is you. What is your light? And your light doesn't have to be words. Your light doesn't have to be my manner of life or practice of life. But every life can be guided along, directed toward, and be an influence for love. To sense in each person a love starvation. To know that everyone I meet is suffering some love deprivation. Now, I may not have a whole grocery store full of the inventory of love, but maybe I've got a little slice of bread to offer a hungry person, who is starving for love. And maybe all I've got is a small slice of bread. Maybe I need a half of that slice. So I tear that slice of love in half and I give a stranger my half of that little piece of bread. You get my point, right? This isn't about saving the whole wide world, which is not within our reach, but what is within my reach is the influence I'm in. As I just said that, I realize that I'm sitting here in front of a microphone, watching a computer record my words, knowing that I'm sending out a message to potentially thousands of people for however many months or years it may be. And I'm hoping that somebody listening grabs and sees and knows they have the opportunity to influence for love. And that's why it is my goal to influence you through my words for love. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. Well, I'm going to close this by leading you in a few practices that I find valuable to that end. And what those practices entail seem rather simple, but I think if I put it down in some of the most practical means I know how, I think I can influence you in a way that will change your life little by little every day. So that first practice is learning how to slow your life down and breathe well. On the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Hold it down against your diaphragm for just a few seconds, and then exhale slowly. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. That simple, near childlike practice will help you manage your thoughts and your walk in life a little better. Taking a deep breath when you feel uptight or anxious or heavy laden, your mind is racing. Slow it down with the simple practice of breathing. Now, the other practice I want to lead you in is this simple three words, the most holy, charmed, magical, beautiful, unbelievably life-changing words in the human language. And those three words are, I love you. Now, what the author of this quote today, L.R. Nost, said, make sure you go and love intentionally. Love intentionally, to intend as you say these words that somebody's going to get just a little morsel of emotional food to keep going on. And those three words, with intention, with eye contact, with slowing it down like you do your breath, slow the words down. Give them the weight they deserve. I love you. Putting weight on each word with eye contact. Listen to me. That's life-changing. I've watched it happen for years now. And I know it's awkward. It's startling. People dodge the opportunity. They know I'm about to do it, and they go, oh, no, 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 what are you going to do? So if they run hard, I won't chase them. But if people feel me coming, I'll just maybe take them by the hand or just hold their wrist and say, hold on, don't worry. This isn't going to hurt. It'll be quick and short. I love you. Say it somewhere. Practice it. Look it in the mirror. Just practice it. See how it feels. Make it your daily goal. Somebody's going to be influenced with your practice of love. Now, I want you to remember, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we have time. But let's be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Mother Teresa said it this way. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. And now Bishop Randy Dean says it this way. Go out there and do something beautiful, people. Because, oh, baby, ugly has been done and done and done to death. It's time for the people of love to rise and shine. Go out and do those beautiful acts of love and to leave a breadcrumb trail of the influence of love in every path, every room, every business, every family gathering we're in. May it be said of us, we are those crazy people who love fully. Make it beautiful, and I know the world will change step by step. God bless you, and happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.